We have the Ghanaian man that killed his wife.
In Ohio?
Yes. Yes. Columbus, Ohio. So apparently his wife told him that she was getting married to somebody else. So this is how the story went. So her mother was living with them, right? And then she fell sick and she had to take her mom home to take care of her for quite some time. And sadly, she passed. May her soul rest in peace.
Like when you mean went home, like they went back to Ghana.
Yeah, she took her to Ghana to see if they can, you know, find some remedy or something to make her feel better. But sadly, she passed away. And then when she went, she rekindled with her ex-boyfriend. And then when she came, she told her husband that she's been dating this guy and they are planning on getting married. So she wants a divorce from him and she's planning on bringing this other guy here.
So that's why he killed her.
That's why
he shot himself.
Yes.
He's a brave man. I can tell him that.
Yeah. Yeah. And he waited till the girl was sleeping and shot her in the head and shot himself. And the kid, they have four kids.
Anytime I hear about this, it's basically like the other cop that shot a lady in Ghana because he says he's been basically financially taking care of this girl and the girl is trying to break
up or whatever. That cop is stupid because you have a freaking wife and kids and you're dating a side chick and this side chick is
another boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, another boyfriend. And then you are pissed off about that.
Yeah, because when you are in the side chick role, men take it personal.
Why though? Why? If you want to take it personal, why don't you make that the main chick?
Hey, men take that personal. Like, but
it's insane.
That's beside the point. So when I heard about the Ohio story, right? He's brave to make a role like that because that means you are imagining death in your head.
He
wanted to.
Yeah, he's cool with it. He just.
Like, that is crazy that you imagine shooting yourself and you are cool with it. Yeah. So you make a role like that. But as much as I think the lady didn't do right, after having four kids with a man, you decide you're out of the relationship, you're going to marry somebody else. And bring this person over to the States.
And apparently, I think they were dating while the man was in Ghana. And then he won a lottery to come here. So that's when he also filed for her to come here.
So an ex. So I don't. There's the thing. There could even be that she was just making these stories up, right? It could be that she just wanted a divorce and she was making these stories up.
Just but if so you want a divorce, out. Why don't you just go straight to the point?
People just make stuff up just to get out of situations. So I think that is also possible. However,
I don't think so because they mentioned the guy's name though.
The guy in Ghana and everything?
Yeah, full name.
Okay. Okay, so then maybe it's true. But here's the thing, right? As much as I think the lady didn't do right, I still hold the man, rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
We wish both families, the lady and the guy, you know, hey, we wish them well. Our condolences to them.
The lady still, well, technically she's in a critical condition.
Okay, so she's not dead. She's not, that's good.
She hasn't been pronounced dead yet.
That's good. So hey, rest in peace to this man before I say what I want to say. And I feel sorry for these kids because now
I know.
They lost their dad and mom. We don't know what will happen next.
Yeah.
That being said, though, I still think everybody is responsible for their choices and their decisions. As much as the lady is wrong I wouldn't say wrong. As much as the lady is responsible for her decisions and her choices to go date somebody else and want out of that relationship, I wouldn't say she's wrong. That is her decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the man's decision was to go the hard route to delete himself and try to delete the lady. And I think it's on him.
Yeah.
And I think this problem comes from how we Ghanaians, now it's a worldly thing now, but it's worse in Ghana. Now it's a worldly thing. We don't blame people anymore. We blame other people and we blame objects.
Yeah.
We always don't want to take accountability for our own actions.
Yeah.
We want to blame something else. So like right now in the States, most of the time when somebody does something bad, instead of we actually saying he's a bad person, he did a bad thing, we switch it and we say, it's the gun.
I know.
It's the gun. If the guns were all taken away,
then this person wouldn't have gotten the chance to do so. But guess what?
Remember the last time when we talked about the guns, she said that the British people took the guns and mass shooting never happened.
Mm.
But guess what I heard on the news today? Murders and stuff with knives is crazy in the UK.
Really?
That's what I heard. And that made me think of the point that I was making when I said, a bad person will always find something else. If they don't find a gun, knife is next, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it's a worldly thing now, but in Ghana, we kind of do it too much. We blame everything on something else. In Ghana, right from young age, because the country is so religious and majority of the people in the country are Christians, we are nurtured to think that everything we do is somewhat somebody's fault or Satan's fault.
Okay.
So people usually would do dumb stuff and then they will blame it all. Oh, the devil made me do it. Like, no, like take responsibility for yourself. Like we need to nurture ourselves and train our kids and the upcoming ones to think and know that whatever decision you make,
it's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah.
It's not on nobody else but you. And I know right now a lot of people would say, well, the lady is the one that initiated this whole thing because she wanted out of the marriage and all that stuff, but she didn't tell the man to shoot.
Right. If she wants out, just go your separate ways. You don't have to like
She kill didn't tell yourself. This man to shoot. The man made that decision by himself.
Yeah.
By blaming the lady for it, right? Instead of, so I would think that he even blamed the lady for him deleting himself.
He did. At the end of the audio, he said,
exactly.
You should blame her for everything.
See, guess what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He will blame somebody else for something he's going to do because somebody else did something. That is why I retaliated with this.
Yeah.
But you are responsible for your own
actions. Yeah.
So let's put it this way. If the lady, or let's say you go out on the street, And I always say when you do something to somebody, you don't know what the person would do back. So you always got to be careful with your own decisions and choices. So let's say in let's say at Walmart or anywhere, it doesn't matter, outside public somewhere, a lady slaps a man. The man, in retaliation, shoots her. Do you think this man is still going to face charges for shooting the woman down?
Of course.
Of course, right? Because you are responsible for the actions you did.
Mm-hmm.
So if this lady wanted out of a relationship and then you chose the harder route to delete yourself and try to delete her, it's still on you. And I think it boils down to the
He tried to delete her first and then
himself.
Yep.
Yeah. It boils down to we not always taking accountability for things and understanding that everything is on us. The choices and decisions we make is on us.
Yeah.
I promise you, if this man in his thought had considered the possibility that he will be blamed for his action and the kids he left behind and all, he would think twice about it.
Right.
He would think twice about it. I think he didn't think a lot through it because in his mind, he had concluded
that he was going to kill her.
He is a victim.
Yeah.
And she is the problem.
Yes.
He's concluded that I'm not at fault. She is.
She is, yeah.
So he didn't think twice about it. And so he would think when he's gone, the blame will be on her. Instead of, no, like you chose this route. You made this decision.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't tell you to do this.
No.
If he thought about that he would still be blamed for his own actions, I think he would think twice about it. Even if he's going to do it, he would take a little bit more time to think about what he wants to leave behind. Because most people don't want to leave behind the fact that they are at fault at what they did before they left, right? Yeah. He would have thought about it.
You think he didn't think about it? I think he thought about it.
He did, but he had concluded
that
it's the lady's fault. So we made it easy for him to choose that option.
Okay.
But if he had thought about it as in, I can be blamed for this action, he might reconsider deleting her and deleting himself.
I feel like that is a very selfish act, because you killing the mother and eliminating yourself. Did you even think about the kids? Like, four kids. What the hell are they going to do?
He had already concluded
it's the lady's fault. That is so selfish. So, like, you wanted these kids to be without a mother and a father.
Basically, yes. But it boils
down to... I don't even think he thought about the kids.
It's possible he was so
in his emotions.
Yeah, it's possible he did. But he had concluded that everything is the lady's fault. And he wants to make sure that the world or the Ghanaian community knows that it's the lady's fault. So like you said, that he said it's the lady's fault.
Yeah.
He had concluded that everything is the lady's fault. He's not thinking about nothing else at that point. Like, even if it comes to mind, he's going to skip that thought because he had made that decision already that everything is the lady's fault. That's what I'm saying. If he had a second to think that any part of it could be his fault, he will reconsider that. Because people don't want to leave with that energy behind that they were at fault at something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure by now, I'll probably be the bad person saying, you are responsible for your actions.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that the lady did this or the lady did that. Once you make an action, you are responsible for that action.
Definitely.
You have to be held accountable for that action. Mm-hmm. And sorry, and rest in peace to him. May his soul rest in peace. We pray for these families and all.
Yeah.
But he's responsible for that action he took.
Yeah. And even if the lady survives, like, he shot her right in the head. I don't even think
she's going to be traumatized.
Yeah, it's not even traumatized. I hope she comes out right. Like, you can come out and still have brain damage, you know?
It's possible. Yes. It's possible.
Because apparently he shot her when she was sleeping.
Yeah, it's possible. But I would say this over and over again, especially as Ghanaian parents or African parents. Train your kids to take accountability for every action they take.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what somebody else did. What you did, you are responsible for it.
Yeah.
Once we train people to think like that, certain actions would be eliminated.
Right. And violence is not always the solution. Violence might reduce
to some extent.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most of the things that people do, let's say one person is mad at Walmart or mad at whatever, mad at Christians, and so decides, I'm going to go and shoot Christians. Or I'm mad at Muslims, like the one we saw on Facebook some years ago. Just mad at Muslims, so I'm going to go and shoot Muslims. In his mind, he has concluded that...
I don't like Muslims, so...
In his mind, he has concluded that you are the bad people, you are at fault, this is on you. He had concluded that it's not on him, it's on you. Even though he's about to delete you.
Yeah, that makes him the bad person.
That makes the people that he's going to delete the bad person, because in his mind, he's thinking... You are the Muslim ones that you are doing all these things.
But I'm saying, like, he's the one that is going to shoot. So he is actually the bad person.
Yes. But in situations like this, which we've seen it over and over, sometimes we flip that whole story around and talk about, well, the Muslims have done, like, no, this Muslim didn't do nothing to you. No. Or we flip it and then we say, well, it's the guns. Like, no, it's not the guns. It's the person.
It's the person, yes.
It's the person. We need to start holding people accountable.
Yep.
It's a worldly thing now. But Ghanaians, it's worse. Because Ghanaians are religious and we blame everything on Satan.
That part. But I don't think it's worse in Ghana. It's worse here now. Yeah.
It's worse here now. That's that. You're right. It's worse here now too. It's worse everywhere now. Everybody is now trying to take accountability for their actions. Everybody wants to point the finger at somebody. Well, I guess it's built in us, right? Right from the gate. I'm religious, so I believe in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right from the gate, from the Bible. Hey, who told you to eat this? The lady did. It's not my fault. It's the lady. Who told you to do this? I didn't do it. It's this guy. Mm-hmm. That everybody points the finger at somebody.
True.
It's just built in us to point the finger at somebody.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Naturally, we...
Right from the gate,
we do that. we point the finger at somebody else.
It's the snake. The snake made me do it.
And then, you know, the guy said the lady did it. The lady said the snake did it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to point the finger. That's how we are.
Yeah.
So we have to work harder to counter that, right? Because I think I said this before in a previous podcast. The human nature... It's not naturally good.
Yeah.
We have to work hard to be good.
To be good people.
Our nature is not naturally good. If you don't know nothing at all, just look at your kids. Yeah. Your kids are some of the selfish and meanest people you ever meet on earth.
I know.
They are not nice.
And they do stuff that they do some things you're like, what the hell did they learn this from?
That's why we train, because the human nature is not naturally good. We train them to be good. So we train them to also take accountability. Human nature is not naturally good. If not, we always keep pointing the finger.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry this happens to this family.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but I still think
it's
the man's fault. Yeah. Rest in peace to him. I hope the family finds peace in
It's not just
the world that he left and all.
Both of them's fault.
Yeah. We can't really say it's the lady's fault, really. She just made a choice. When I make a choice, it's my choice.
Yeah.
But you didn't like my choice, so you took a harder route.
I think the fact that she made that choice while they were still married.
A lot of people go through divorces. You are not the only one.
I know. She brought up the divorce, but I feel like he was hurt. Because she planned a marriage with somebody else.
Doesn't matter.
While they were still married.
It doesn't matter. So let me give you this example. Would you think Tyrese is okay to delete himself and try to delete their ex-wife?
No.
Do you know what Tyrese goes through? We've seen Tyrese cry over his daughter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like with everything that he's going through with that ex-wife and all.
True. I mean, people go through worse. They do go through worse, but they don't.
So somebody else's decision.
Try to kill themselves.
Yeah, somebody else's decision and choice. Let him do that.
Yeah.
Just accept accountability that, hey, I guess I picked the wrong one.
Yeah, and just move on with your life.
Just move on with your life. You know, just move on. You don't have to take the harder route.
Yeah, if it's just 49 years old.
Well. Can't believe that 49 and 50-year-olds are thinking about having side chicks and cheating and all that stuff.
Because
at that point, the game is over.
I know. You're 50. What
like
else?
A 50-year-old woman.
What else?
There are some 50-year-old women that are pretty clean, decent, sexy. I know one. I can't put the name out there.
Yeah.
But, hey, she's my one. So, I love her to death. I hope the family find peace in the world he did. At least they will have some, what do we call it when people break up and they want comfort? What's the term for that?
Closure.
So I hope they find closure in that. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. But hey, thank you guys once again for listening.